Would you open your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 6? And we're going to go to the 24th verse. Let's start here at verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, this week I've shared with you, the season of struggle that I had to go through, that I lived through, and how difficult it was, and the fear that I particularly lived through concerning lack of provision, lack of finances. And that the Lord brought me to a place of conquering that stronghold. And it's gone. And I was asking the Holy Spirit, how can I share and put into words how I live now or how I feel now, what my daily experience is in comparison to what it used to be? And so the Lord kind of gave me this. He said, you remember how things were in terms of food during that whole season? I said, yes, I remember. And the thing is, even if sometimes the cupboard were kind of getting a little bit bare, or the fridge, maybe you'd open the fridge and there's a couple, bags of milk, because we have bags of milk in Canada, or maybe just condiments. Oh, and cheese. We never ran short of cheese, ever. That's a story in and of itself, a miracle there. The oil that never ran out. With us, it's, the drawer of cheese that just never runs out. There was never a lack of food. Even though there were occasions where it looked like it was going to get close, there was never a lack of food. And I'll tell you, throughout that whole season, although I'd be in fear of the lack of money and how we were going to pay the mortgage and that sort of thing, I never worried about where my next meal was going to come from. And so the only thing I can describe how I feel about finances now is this. There comes a point, it's happened several times now where there's no money in the bank. But I'm not concerned about it. I know there's more money coming. And it'd be kind of like, in a normal day, I get hungry, and I know, well, there's a meal coming. There's no question. Okay, hunger is just a natural response of the body saying you need more food. And so I can look at the bank account and say, oh, it's empty. But now, really, okay, it just needs to be filled again. The amazing thing is, throughout that whole season, we never ran short of food, ever, not once. We never had to worry or concern ourselves. We never did anyways, but we never did worry about food. In fact, there were a couple occasions where, somebody, we knew of people who were short of food, and we invited them over, they came and had a meal with us, and then, we go into the closet, we take old grocery bags out, and we do groceries in our kitchen, and, give them a bit of food and so forth, and they leave with a couple bags of milk, a couple cans of tuna, macaroni and cheese, we call it Kraft dinner, that sort of stuff, and off they go. And never was I worried, like, oh my gosh, we just gave away half our food, what have we done? And that's the way it is now when it comes to finances. I'm never worried. There's another meal around the corner. Hallelujah. So this morning, the word is, don't worry. There's another meal coming. Amen? Father, we just love you so much. And I thank you, Lord, that you are always true to your word. And Lord, I am so thankful. Lord, that we are not dependent on our ability to be good students, but Lord, we are fully dependent on your ability as a teacher to bring us to the place where we trust you and trust your word. I thank you, Lord, you are the best teacher there ever has been and ever will be. And I thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives. Lord, bless this offering. Lord, we thank you that it goes to the furtherance of your kingdom and to the glory of the name of Jesus. Amen.